Thoughts on Micah. Micah chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Judgment. Now, as we all know, you're not going to get very far with any minor prophet before you come across the word judgment. This is what they were raised up to do, to confront Israel in the north and Judah in the south, to confront these two nations with the fact that they have broken the covenant, sinned against God. And this is Micah's calling. This is Micah's duty. This is why these prophets, minor prophets as they're called, are so unpopular today. They're so judgmental. They're so confrontational. But I believe, I'm convinced of it, that we need such a ministry today. Anyway, this is what we have here. Thoughts on Micah. Micah chapter 1, verses 3 to 5, judgment. Now look here, it's Micah that's doing the calling. It's not Israel. It's Micah. Look, the Lord is coming. I say it's Micah, but it's not really Micah, is it? It's God through the prophet. This is God's controversy with Judah. The Lord is coming. God himself calls Judah to attention. Look, he says. And that's the first thing we need to understand. The preacher, the prophet, has to get a grip on the people, and the people have to get a grip on their minds. Make the people think. Call the people to think. I believe we need that word today. I believe that's a relevant word. It's all so much today feeling. No, no. Look, consider, think. The Lord is coming from his door, and so on. That's the first point. The call to think. And the second is the Lord. Verse 3. The Lord is coming. There's too much man today. There's too much of what man can do, what man can plan, what man can scheme. It's God. Fix your thoughts on God. That's what Micah's saying. Don't think about man. And I believe that to be a very necessary word today. We need to think about God, his power, his glory, his providence, his sovereignty, his will, his purpose, his decree is God. And I see here that God is exalted. Look, the Lord is coming from his dwelling place. He comes down. He has to descend to the earth. He comes down and treads the high places of the earth. The mountains melt before him. The valleys split apart like wax before the fire, and so on. You can speak of the So you can see here, you can see that Micah is speaking of the sovereignty, the power, the exaltation of God. We need to serve him in his majesty and glory. And this should be the note we're sounding. Exaltation of God in his glory and his holiness. There's too much talk of God being a buddy, one of us. He's a good bloke. No. I saw the Lord high and lifted up, said Isaiah chapter 6. And that's what Micah is saying here. And I believe we need that word today. We preach a God who is high and lifted up. And what is the judgment? It's a devastating judgment. All this is this. I will come like wax before the fire. I will come like water rushing down a slope. That's what it's going to be like. Floods and burning fire. The mountains melting before him. The valleys splitting apart. This is what's going to happen in the judgment. Judgment is not a nice thing. It's a confrontational thing. My friends, I believe we're getting ripe for it. God is not a jolly Father Christmas. We need to face the fact that he is a sovereign God of judgment. And why is all this? Verse 5. All this is because of Jacob's transgression, because of the sins of the house of Israel. What is Jacob's transgression? Is it not Samaria? What is Judah's high place? Is it not Jerusalem? What's the complaint? Idolatry, paganism, pagan idols, in Samaria, in Israel in the north, and in Jerusalem, and in Judah, and in Jerusalem, particularly at the temple. Think of that. God is specifying the sins of his people. It's idols. It's paganism. The temple is corrupted. I believe this is a word that we need to hear and heed today. We need preachers who will raise their voices against compromise with the world in the churches of Christ. Their religion is their curse. here. Now, in the Old Covenant, it was pagans literally brought into the Old Covenant, and I believe we're doing very much the same in the days of the New Covenant here. The prophet here is not concerned with the pagans outside, it's the paganism within Israel and within Judah. And it's easy for us to be concerned and confrontational with the pagans out there, yes. But my friend, it's paganism within that we need to think about today. These are solemn words, not popular words. This doesn't make for popularity. This isn't getting likes. But my friend, we're not here to get likes, are we? We're here to be faithful to God. It's required in a steward that a man be found faithful. May God make it so for us. Amen.